Gary Cleasy is probably already there trackside awaiting this meeting that begins at 12:30. Morning to you, Gary.
Yeah, morning, Andrew. Yeah, here about 9 o'clock this morning. Got a beautiful, the track looks enormous here. It really, really does. And that rail's in the true position. We just got that Wesley win on and he's kicking in. So it might be just interesting. They're going to run onto that on turning for home. So we might be just looking for horses just off the speed. But other than that, you can't fault it. You can't fault the track and you can't fault the sunshine. Just that little bit of wind kicking in, mate.
All right, we'll monitor that as we go through them. All right, let's have a look at them. The first at 12:30 in the first takeout, number 5. The rider for number 8, Swamp Monster, is now Matt Pageant. Race 1, number 8, Matt Pageant, with Tab Fixed Odds, number 4, Princess Lottie's the favourite at $2.25 over 2 Serious Star at $2.80.
Yeah, I'm 4217. I'm with Princess Lottie here. I mean, she's only had 6 starts for 1 win and 4 placings. She was tipped out when running second in the Wellington Boot. She got beaten 0.8 of a length there, but I like the way she resumed first up at Cessnock. She sat outside the leader and she worked, but not only that, she gave a really good kick at the 100-metre mark and she won the maiden by 2.5, beating the second horse, and to the third horse, it was an 8-length margin. So her win was really good. I know it's not easy to do winning a maiden going to a class one, but I just like the win. She draws good. Not only that, she's beautifully weighted. Too Serious Star, look, he's the obvious danger. He's only won 1 out of 23, but he's had 6 runs back. You look at his last 4, he's placed at Newcastle and Gosford. He went to Grafton in a good race beyond Impregnable. He's come out to win. And then he runs second beyond Ackerman here 8 days ago. He's busting for another win. Probably the thing that helps him a little bit more today, Andrew, that he did have 61 last start and he gets to the 59 today. So that little 2 kilo weight drop will help. One settler. I haven't minded his last 3 runs. I've been in class 2 company. He did go to a highway a month ago, beaten 7.3, but he gets back to class 1 company with a little bit of a freshen up, and CJ Graham's claim is certainly going to help him out. And I want to have a look at the 7 Tarley Lane here. A little mare that's won 1 out of 18, been placed on 4 other occasions. Her only win was here, but she has been placed 3 times first up and draws a good gate and gets no weight on her back. Good to have a look at her in the mounting yard. 4-2-1-7 in race 1.
4-2-1-7 in race 1. To race 2, we got a shorty here. Number 7, Eagle Works for Matt Pageant, $1.90 over 5, Syra at $2.60. And then we're out to number 8, Tipsy Choice at $5.50.
Yeah, I'm 5-7-8-2. I'm with Syra here. He's a newcomer to the Ross Gip Yard. He was formerly trained by John O'Shea. He only had 3 starts, 1 in Sydney at Rosehill when he was beaten 3.9. And then he went to Bendigo and he was beaten 2.9 and 3.6. Now, he's had 2 trials. He got away with his first trial and won really easy at Kempsey. He had a pretty soft time in his next trial, beaten 2 lengths behind an open handicap and Alpine Dragon. And okay, Alpine Dragon's probably a 9 or 10 times winner, but he draws good and I like both his trials. 7 Eagle Works, look, he's the improver. He didn't really show up on debut at Wyong, but he was a lot better at Musselbrook, his next start behind Grasslands. Beaten 0.1 of a length. And looking at him, he still had a bit of improvement. He's still a little bit to learn about the racing. He went up to do something and then half wobbled around. So I think the more racing he does, the better he will definitely get. 8 definitely in here, Tipsy's Choice. I like his debut run behind Salah Dodger, beaten 2 lengths. He had a little bit of cleaning up to do and one horse has come out of the race to win. And 2 golden words was a lot better at his second start back this time in at Kempsey behind Smoky Eyes. Beaten 2.5. It wasn't an overstrong maiden, but he did show good improvement second up. 5-7-8-2 in race 2.
Okay, to race 3. This is over the 12:50, and there are no scratchings. Number 5, Oh No, Not Again, the favourite at $4.20. Just over 4, Natural Image at $4.40, along with number 6, Penny Fling. 8, Zoeasy at $4.60. 11 Red Braids at $5.50, and then it's out to $18. So 4 or 5, right competitive in the marketplace here, Gary.
Yeah, I'm 6, 5, 8, and 11, Andrew. I'm with Penny Fling here. I mean, she probably was unlucky to get beat. Well, she may not have beat the winner, but she definitely should have run second there first up. She missed the kick, and and got was awkward out of the gates, and then went pear-shaped from there on. And she's probably two lengths behind the second last horse, but she picked herself right up. She found the line good behind Sausalito, beaten 3.8 running third. The horse that runs second in the race is a horse called Latitude, and he's coming out to win. So and gets a claim for CJ Graham. The only thing this little mare can do things wrong, if she does everything right here today, I think she can get away with a maiden. 5-0, no, not again. Placed two out of its last three, was placed here 3 runs ago over the 1250 and then placed again behind Jordar. And then Ross Dick took it to a 1400-metre race at Coffs Harbour over the Carnival. May not have quite run out those 1415. I think the key that she gets back here to fillies and mares maiden and gets back to 1250. And not only that, she hasn't got the 12 gate like she had last start. She's got a lovely alley, the 2 gate, to get a good run with Robert Thompson aboard. 8 Zoeasy in the Johnny Sprague stable, newcomer to the Johnny stable, and run second at Gosford, 2 runs ago, beaten a couple of lengths. And then its next run was good there behind Boston Lights. Needs a little bit of luck from a sticky gate, but has got a bit of speed. And I'm throwing 11 Reds Braids. I didn't do a lot of its first two goes at Newcastle on Wyong, but I thought there was a little bit to like about its last run. It's going to get into the line and had to go back from a bad gate to go back to near last, but she might be the run on late. 6, 5, 8, and 11 in race 3.
We're previewing Livermore Cup Day with Gary Cleese here on Sky Sports Radio. We're up to race 4. The scratching is number 5. In the market, number 1, Nissile at the moment with Tab Fixed Odds, $2.90. 6, Ultimate Decision at $3.80. 4, Duro at $5. Number 3, Star Feast at $5.50. And then 7, Suggest a Partner at $7. Nissile gets a claim here of 4 off currently $2.90.
I'm going to help him out the claim. Look, I'm with on 7, 6, 3 and 1. I'm with Suggest a Partner. Look, I know this 7-year-old hasn't won for some time, but he's been in the money 4 out of his last 5. His run at Scone was huge behind Big Ben, the clock beaten 1.3. And then he came back to Muswellbrook and he had to come back to the 1,500 metres. But Gigi found the line really hard late. 2,000 suits him and he's only got 2 kilos over the limit here. And look at back markers are winning here today with this headwind. I've got him steaming home late. 6 Ultimate Decision. I've liked his last 3 runs at Kempsey, Grafton and Cessnock. He's had the 59 all of them. He drops to the 57 today here on his home track, where he's yet to win, but he has been placed 3 times. Starfest this week. I like his run at Newcastle. Last start at Rose Hill, but he's racing really good. The only query with him, he always gives you the indication that he'll run 2,000 metres, but all his wins have been at 1,400 and 1,600 metres, but he has been placed 3 or 4 over the 2,000 metres. And look, Nissile's got to go in. Despite the big weight, he gets the nice soft gate and certainly going to appreciate getting up to 2,000 metres. He's ticking away good, and there was plenty to like about his last run here behind Glitcher in the Tari Cup prelude. But on with the 7. I suggest a partner. I think he can get another win. 7, 6, 3 and 1 in race 4.
Righto. Legs of the quaddy now. Race 5, take out 4 and 14. And the rider for 2, Hill of Knowledge, is now Raymond Spokes. Raymond Spokes, race 5, number 2. With Tab Fixed Odds here, number 12, We Are Smoking, the favourite at 360. 7, Chuvasa at 480. 3, I've Got This at $6, along with number 9, Lucky Starlet. And then number 8, Celtic Trail at $6.50. And 10, Miss Kodiak at $9.50, along with the 11, Near Salinas. So the favourite, number 12, We Are Smoking, currently $3.60.
I'm 8, 3, 9 and 12, Andrew. I'm with the 80 at Celtic Trail. I like this little mare. I thought a run 3 runs ago at Cessnock was good when running third of 13. She went to the Beaumont track and hit a slow track where she needs a good track. She's, I like the run the other day. She had 13 gates. She was wide the trip there at Muswellbrook over 1,500 metres. She was beaten 1.7. She gets Josh Adams aboard. She drops 1.5 kilos and she draws a really good gate here today. And no worries about her running out the mile. She'll get a softer run than what she did last start there at Muswellbrook. 3, I've Got This. He's a big query. He's had 2 runs for Tony Green. He didn't really show up here first up in a 1,300-metre race. I thought his next one was really good behind Light Motion, where he was in the worst part of the track at Port Macquarie. But each time you see him in the yard, he's just getting a little bit better. And he's tried a little bit of gear on him today, and he's in a really smart yard. So I could see him improving a mile. 9, Lucky Scarlet. I like the maiden win at Scone. She's only lightly raced. She draws good. Coming off a mile win there and gets a claim for young CJ Graham. She's definitely got to go in. And the 12 wells we're smoking, she's been around the mix. The beauty about her that she gets that light weight of 54 kilos today and drawn a little bit better gait than when she drew at Cessnock last start. And her only win was here, but she's had 19 goes for only the one win. But I like the 8 Celtic Trail. I think she gets that nice running 3 into 8-3, 9-12 in race 5.
To race 6, take out 7 Dark Elixir. The Tab Fixed Odds market at this stage has number 5 Snippernet at $3. D'Angelo number 2 Next Best at $3.60. 1 Boncosta at $4.60. 4 Torrio's Delight at $7 and 8 Western Saga at $8. Again, a claimer gets 2 kilos off here for Chloe Baker, the favourite number 5.
Yeah, I haven't got him in the mix, Andrew. I like his maiden win, but I don't think it was an over strong maiden. But I'm 1, 2, 6, and 8. I like this horse, Boncosta. I think he's a really, really good horse. He's had 8 starts. He's won 2 and placed 2. His only 2 wins have both been here. Brett Bellamy's got him out of Coffs Harbour. He was nowhere near right first up in a 1,000-metre race. He brought him back to Coffs on Cup Day behind Refuge Bay, which has since gone on to win, and he was beaten a length in a Class 3. He draws good, but he's only got to walk in the mounting yard and be a fraction better than what he was second up, and he'll be hard to beat. D'Angelo's the big danger. His win at Cessnock was good last start. Despite the 59, he goes up only half a kilo going here or coming back here to a Class 2 where he won a 60 rating. 6 Capital Magic. She's had the 2 solid runs back. She was in the worst part of the track there last start at Tamworth. They were getting out wide. She was back on the fence. She was only beaten 3 lengths behind Mr. Plumble took, and she draws the 1 gate on her home track. And I've got the 80 in Western Saga. I really like this horse, and I like the way he found the line late. It's going when running second behind Torrio's Delight. And Bold Chance run third in the race, and he came out to win very easy yesterday at Gosford. Mightn't be the easy race. 1, 2, 6, and 8 for me in race 6, Andrew.
Righto. The feature race is the winning post Hopkins Livermore Cup, race 7 at 4:10. The scratchings are 8 and 12. 8 and 12. Let's have a look at the tab market order at this stage for the race. 4 Fleetior for Australian Bloodstock at $3.70. 1 Anecdote at $5. 3 All But Gone at $6. 5 Randiki at $9.50. 13, He's Our Toy Boy at 10, and number 2, Can I Have at $11. So Andrew Gibbons takes the ride on Fleetior here, currently the favourite, Gary, at $3.70.
Yeah, well, look, she's in great form. She's won 3 out of the last 5 runs, Andrew, but I'm with the 3 here. I'm 3, 4, 7, 2. I'm with All But Gone. I thought his last 2 runs have been huge. He ran second at Grafton on Grafton Cup Day behind Haverstate, getting a mile out of his ground in a 1,200-metre race, beaten 1.8. When running second. Haverstate went straight to Doom and to win straight after that. He got a mile out of his ground in the Daniel Baker sprint at Coffs Harbour behind Shotgun Roulette, beating 0.1 of a length, and had to come from the 12 gate and go from back to near last. He's screaming for 14 and he gets it here today. He's a 5 dimes winner and 2 of his wins have been at the 1,400 metres. 4 Fleetior going really good. Beaumont win was great. She went back to last. She found the line. I reckon she can be a little bit more handy today over the 1,400 metres. 7 in here, Moscow Ruby. I wouldn't sell her short. I thought she was a little bit disappointing in the run home at Coffs Harbour beyond Ecker Booker. But the key is she gets back to her home track here where she's won 8 and 4 of the wins have been here. And the 2 Can I Have, look, he gets a good gate despite a big weight. Plenty of speed up in front for him to get a nice run in transit from the Alan Denham stable. 3, 4, 7, and 2. In race 7.
That's the big one today, the Livermore Cup, due at 4:10. And of course, the big Tari Cup is on Sunday afternoon. Hey, Gary, the last over 1,000, there's no scratchings. How do you see this one?
Yeah, I'm 2, 3, 4, 7. I'm with Lyric here. He's a newcomer to the Jenny Graham yard. He was formerly trained by Greg Hickman. He had a nice little soft trial and never got off the bridle there at Port Macquarie a couple of weeks ago. He needs a good track. He's had 10 goes on the wet and never won. He just wipes it up on top of the ground and he draws good. Lorenian's just in great form. If they leave him alone from the good gate with a claim for CJ Graham, he's going to take a lot of rounding down. Audrey Molina, like the first up run, she was run off the legs over the 8-10 at Coffs Harbour, finding the line behind Elite 00, beaten 0.4 of a length, and 7 stolen time. She had just had to do too much work from that 12 gate to lead last start and was found wanting late. But she draws the 1 gate. She'll get a softer run from that good alley. 2, 3, 4, and 7 for me in the last, isn't it?
Just confirming those numbers, Gary.
2, 3, 4, 3, 2, 4, and 7.
Okay. Righto.
Second time I've been correct. That's my mistake.
No,
3, 2, 4, and 7, Andrew.
Beauty. Yeah. 3, 2, 4, and 7. Two Laurentians, the favourite at the moment at $2.40. Three Lyric at $4.80. Four Dreamalina at $6.50. Seven Stolen Time at $9. And 10 Bia Bauer at $11. That's the market, current market with Tab fixed odds in the last. Gary's numbers, 3, 2, 4, and 7. Best bet?
Yeah, like race one, number four, Princess Lottie. Really like the maiden. I mean, sometimes you find fillies hard to go up in the next grade, but there was plenty of like about that maiden win. And I like race seven, number three, All But Gone. I've liked his last two runs over the Coffs Carnival and the Grafton Carnival, and he gets to the right distance today. So race one, number four, race seven, number three. Quite a numbers. We're going to go wide in the first two legs. Andrew was 8, 3, 9, and 12. And in the second leg, 1, 2, 6, and 8. Third leg, shortener up, was only the 3 and 4. And in the last leg, 3, 2, and 4 in the last leg. So that'll cost about $96 for 100%. So hopefully we can get the quaddie. But they've got a beautiful day. Like I said, just that wind kicking in. That's the only annoying part about it. Other than that, the track's absolutely perfect.
All right. We'll monitor that with the wind with Anthony Collins' calls and your late mail and Tab movers right through the day. Thanks a lot, Gary.
Yeah, Andrew, our preview too on Sky Thoroughbred Central is at 11 o'clock for Silla Smith and I, so we'll be there covering it on Sky Thoroughbred Central right through the day, mate.
Righto, mate, and a lot of that on Sky Sports Radio with the National Racing Service. Have a good weekend, Gary.
Good on you. Thanks, Andrew.
Gary Cleese looking at Taree and Livermore Cup Day today.